Yes.
And that's Sasha.
And we are live on Adobe Radio on a beautiful Monday night in January of 2022. Oh, what a good time to be alive.
What has it been said about 2022? Oh,
yeah, what a weird, yeah, it's been like kind of not the best, I guess.
You
like,
know, we have anniversaries of insurrections.
Yeah, that was kind of put a bummer on the week. And then Betty White died before that, right before that. And now Bob Saget. I am like torn apart about Bob Saget. We should do a shot to Bob Saget.
We should.
I don't want to fucking hear it. I've been seeing like a lot of people like talking all this like smack about people who've just met him a couple times and are posting pictures. I fall into that category, or people who know him really well. And it's like people are like, oh, that's so you're like cashing in on an opportunity. Clearly, I don't care about the clicks, you know, like posting a picture with Bob Saget. He meant something to me. And even if people are doing that, like, trust me when I say Bob Saget can give a fuck. And if the money is going towards his family and his estate, he can even give a fuck less. So everybody lay off everybody else mourning the way they mourn, you know, like don't police mourning. I think Bob Saget would get behind that. Cheers.
Cheers.
I like very much love. Of Bob Saget, so I'm very sad.
To Bob Saget.
It really fucked with me yesterday. I was super bummed. But he was in, of course, the quintessential stoner movie.
What?
The Dave Chappelle movie.
Half-Baked?
Yeah.
Half-Baked, yeah.
That's when he was in rehab and he's like dick for coke.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, that was his, like,
I forgot about that.
That was like his first, I mean, if you knew like his comedy, you knew he was like super dirty, but a lot of people still don't know that. A lot of people still don't know how
he was raw.
Adult he was. Yeah, his stand-up, it was hilarious. And he was a hilarious guy. Like he was a dirty comedian. And like, he was also a really, really good fucking person. So, yes, I'm sad. I hope he is with his sister and Norm, and they're laughing it up, making each other laugh, and watching over all of us, because goddamn, it's a crazy time on this earth. Follow us on Twitter at CoolNerdWeed and everything else in the whole world, CoolNerdWeed Show. You can find us all the places on our YouTubes and watch our videos and watch us smoke weed. And we're going to have merch soon that you should check out. It's really cute. We're going to have really cute stuff, and we're going to do giveaways, and we're just going to do so many things. But before we do that, we're going to grow weed too. So later on, we're going to talk about like growing weed outdoor, indoor, like your personal grow, because it's like more than likely okay and legal to do if it's adult use in your state, unless you're New Jersey and a lot of other states, but California it is. And and we're gonna talk about Montana, which was not like a state I thought we were gonna, you know, celebrate when it came to weed. I did not think that, but I think we talked about Montana like a long time ago, like when we first started doing the show. I remember being like the old Adobe Studios.
Yeah,
and it wasn't looking good for Montana.
Well, Montana had medical cannabis early on. They've had medical for a long time. And after, as of January 1, 2022, this year, they now have adult use cannabis in the state of Montana.
Yeah. Yes, they had a successful launch.
And there's only been
HB 701.
There's only been 10 days. We're 10 days in to January.
Yes, a week and change.
And Montana has where did this number go? Montana has already passed, made some records. They on the opening weekend they hauled in $1.5 million.
The opening weekend.
So yeah, that was the first was on a Saturday. So everybody jumped in on Saturday for
That's
the grand
so
openings, and they generated over $300,000 in tax money for the state in the first weekend. Montana is a large state, but the population is not very populated.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It's very vast, but there aren't a ton of people. But the people there, I'm sure, really appreciate the availability. It's interesting to me because, I mean, that's really great. That's really, really great that they were able to have like a kind of like a seamless. How long had it been medical? For a while?
Montana has been medical for a long time.
It seemed like there was trouble, like how they were going to figure out how to make it recreational. But this seems like, I mean, this article seems like it was easy as pie. Everybody, I mean, it looks pretty seamless.
Now there have been articles posted that Montana may run out of medical cannabis or cannabis in general.
You mean, yeah.
But, you know, particularly they don't want to run out of medical. So,
or weed for medical places, because there is no difference between.
I guess there's really no.
There isn't. I mean, there's just, when people come into the dispensary and they're like, I need medical grade weed. It's like, it's the same.
It's the same.
It definitely is.
We're all on the same grade right now.
It's just, I mean, because it's different in different states too. Like, I guess it's just like weed that's allocated for medicinal purposes. But bless you. But California doesn't have that.
It's just standard testing practices across the board. It just comes under the tax structure in California. The only difference between medical and recreational cannabis.
But like if one person comes in with a medical card and gets an eighth, and then another person comes in without one and gets an eighth, you're not pulling from a medical inventory giving it. So what does that mean? They're worried if they're going to run out of medical cannabis. What does that mean?
I think, I guess it will just run out of a general cannabis.
Yeah,
it would be weed for medicinal purposes. It would be a bummer that they ran out of it because people actually need it for medicine.
Yeah.
And with selling millions of dollars in cannabis in the first week, it was almost $2 million if you include recreational and medical. $2 million.
Oh, shit, really? Wow.
In Montana in the first weekend.
Damn. Wow. Well, yeah, like you were saying, there's not that many people in Montana, but 90% of the state population is in the like green counties. Like the counties that want all the dispensaries, which, by the way, there's a bunch of counties in New York. I just want to throw this in there that are like not about that. This was a New York Post article that I didn't even want to talk about, so we won't talk about it much. But they're already starting like in with the counties who don't want weed and dispensaries, which I'm sure there'll be plenty in New York, but you can't keep it out of the city. I mean, it's a huge opportunity for so many people, so that's ridiculous. And also, a friend of mine told me she got her medical weed card and it was like super easy in New York.
Really?
Yeah, like all she had to do was like tell her doctor, like she was like to get like not even like a hardcore recommendation, like a referral, like this is, and then she called the dispensary, like here, you know, you call the doctors or whatever. It was a little more like she had to like tell them what medicines she took here. Oh, they don't ask you for that. It was a little more by the book, like in terms of like doctor procedures.
They wanted to make sure you're just, you know, they're going through the right proper.
Right. Or they can say they are. Yeah. But she said she got, it was super easy. And like she got her card and I don't remember how much it was, but it was like a little bit of money and now she can just like go get it from dispensaries, which I think is cool.
Yeah. All the flower now.
Yeah.
Everything.
Well, anyway, so that's cool about New York. So Montana, it's 29 counties. There's a bunch of counties who don't want it, but that's okay. That's obviously going to be the way it is in every single state in which it becomes adult use.
It looks like they're going old school with, they're just serving it up in jars.
That's what the pictures are communicating. I wonder though,
it's from downtown Helena.
Do you
Montana.
Think so why do we do the packaging thing here? But, like what's
it's a control issue. So everything's measured and controlled and numbered
and precise.
And
from seed to sale. So if you don't do this and prepackage it, it is harder to track seed to sale, correct?
I would say so because you're controlling shrinkage.
That's why.
You got to control the shrinkage. And nobody likes shrinkage.
That's true. What I hear. And yeah,
it looks like they have some sort of metric in place.
You think this is just for the pictures? Because like I feel like where would there be a dispensary where with loose weed, like
with the metric tags and
using like chopsticks to take the weed out of the
that gigantic mason jar.
Yeah. I mean, and they even have like the scale with the. What do you call it?
Oh, that's
Tupperware.
That's hooked up to the register.
Yeah.
It looks like it's got a...
I mean, I don't know. This might just be for pictures. Because...
I feel like...
Montana, if you're out there, tweet us, at Cool Nerd Weed, slide in our DMs, Montana. I actually feel like we do have listeners in Montana, and we love you. Tell us, what is going on over there? How is your weed? And also, do you just go in and there's like mason jars? Because that's how it used to be. In dispensary of old, I'm assuming, I mean, it was like that everywhere, that it wasn't adult use. Like, I never bought weed in Colorado or Washington before it was adult use.
No, me either.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, so.
I haven't.
But I'm assuming it was the same, right? Like, as it was out here.
I think so. We saw the pictures. It was the same. Serving it
every
up.
Every stock image of a dispensary is. That's why I feel, but this does look like current. These pictures look current.
These are all, I mean, it looks like they went to like every high standard in every city.
The opening week,
The opening week. And
I don't
see
any packaging. It's all loose weed.
You scroll down, it says there's some pre-rolls that are pre-packaged. There is. Marijuana is weighed out at the home tree during opening day of legal recreational marijuana sales in Montana on Saturday.
Weighed out? Like, who's Billings. Weighing out weed?
Weighed it on the band. And there's, they've got one of the bud tenders.
That's great. Let's go to Montana.
We should. I love Montana.
We should go work in Montana. I've never been, but I always wanted to go. I feel like I would love it. I mean, except for like all the
spaces.
Wildlife.
You can have guns. You can go fishing.
That's pretty cool.
You can drive like 80 miles an hour at night on the freeway.
I don't love that, but I'm sure what you do.
I love all of these things.
I hear it's beautiful.
And it's a beautiful place for sure.
It's good that they have like kind of an old school approach. Even if I don't know how long this sort of thing will last on like regulatory, not the sort of thing like adult use cannabis, obviously. I'm just like, I'm so, like,
how
I'm
long?
Clapping for Montana.
Yeah.
Yay,
congratulations,
woo.
Montana.
I just mean like procedurally, like.
I don't know how long the procedures will be able to last like this.
This is where like the nerd part of the Cool Nerd Weed show comes in, because this is stuff that really only we care about. But it does translate. Because it all kind of comes back to culture. Because what I was going to say is, like, it's cool that they're doing loose weed and weighing out. Because there is something to be said about the culture of weed and, like, the community of, like looking at buds together and smelling it. And, you know, like, it's a very tangible experience, weed. And when adult use and regulations come in and measuring and exactness, all that stuff, that took away a lot for us. That was
for sure.
Another part of why we started this show, is because we don't want to lose the culture. And when you're just throwing bags at people and you can't show them the actual bud, and like, there's just a lot that gets taken away. Regardless, it's still legal, and that's yay. Like, seriously, don't want to take that away. This is a very niche conversation of like, I appreciate seeing that, because it means that probably Montana has a nice culture to it. Definitely they do. And maybe legalization won't be so much of a bummer like it tends to be. You know what I'm saying? Not a bummer, but like in certain places where there is like culture is a little bit farther, because weed is a little new. Like we were talking about Massachusetts a while back. Like the weed culture is brand new for that part of the world, pretty much. So they'll grow into it for sure. They're already into it. I mean, they're doing the damn thing. Like corrupt. They're doing everything. They're already very, very, they're finding their legs in weed culture. But
I know
what I'm saying? Am I like making any sense?
No, I haven't heard too many places of the big names moving into Montana just yet. Like the big companies that you always hear about just are like coming in, and now they own like five shops in all of Montana, and they're the giant seed to sale producers.
Well,
it seems, I don't know, it seems a little more mom and pop, but
it does, which is
especially
interesting.
Especially the way they operate too with the open jars.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe they're going to transition into something and this is how they've been operating.
This is how they, yeah,
like
this,
medically,
it's
but
like, maybe
be
it's
a,
like us anyway, like
a
how
a 2 year, 3 year, 5 year plan.
Like when we first went, when we first went legal, we had 2 days in the beginning of the year where we literally, oh my God, it was a horrible, horrible couple of days. We had to close the shop and we were all like sweatshop weed workers trying to like package all of our weed so that we could sell it. So you're literally like all in a line, like like packaging weed, making displays. It was talking about mom and pop. We had no help from the state at all.
Nobody knew what
nobody
was going
knew
on.
What the fuck we were doing.
Everybody was doing something different.
Literally, you were doing something different down the street at your dispensary. Somebody else up the block wasn't even. And then years later, I was doing demos and still seeing open mason jars in places in fucking Venice. I was like, what is happening? So definitely the industry will change and morph in Montana just like it did here. It's just nice to see that. I don't know. It's nice to see like the process kind of being, you know, exciting and also respectful of the culture.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
I would have, I see these jars here and I personally would have, de-shake them before the photographers came. I would de-shake all the jars.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, you'd have to. Oh my God, we get yelled at for that really bad.
But I like it. The old school. Montana, congratulations. And you know, Montana, the Montanans.
Yeah, that display is very shaky.
can grow only two plants.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, they can grow two plants. They can have two mature plants and two seedlings.
And was this the same as medical, or could they grow a medical? Because here, you know how, because here, you if you don't have a medical, you can only. Ooh, should I get a medical?
You should. You
okay,
should.
Okay, I should.
Medical card holders can cultivate up to four mature plants and four seedlings.
What is it here?
It's a six and twelve.
Six and 12. Remember when it was like unlimited forever?
Oh yeah, I had.
You had the unlimited
I had the
forever.
I had the 99.
I had the 99 for
99. And
I had it for one year when I was the assistant at.
I had a. Oh yeah, it was 99.
It was just so I could like
5 pounds and unlimited concentrates.
Yeah, that's why it was. Yeah, it was the poundage. I needed to have the poundage.
I had the five. That was on. I took that one.
It's all legal, baby.
I took that one to the state to get my card, and they're like, "Would you like this one on file too?" I'm like, "Yes, I would."
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Well, we were talking about this because I'm going to grow. I've never grown weed personally myself, and that's. You know, because I lived on the East Coast for my whole life and never really like had the opportunity. So now that I'm here and I have TS as my guide, I'm going to do it. And I should get my medical. Well, I mean, I'm not going to grow 12 plants out there, but I should get my card just for the taxes alone. Did you renew yours? You did.
I did. I did.
I have to do it.
I did. I renewed it when I was in Florida.
But it's not, that was 2 years ago.
No, that was, oh yeah, and then I renewed it again.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know why I haven't done it. I buy a lot of weed, so I should be doing it.
Save a little on the tax, but also I can grow more if necessary.
And I could, yeah, the legal limit is like a pain in the ass.
But, you know, we're going to start small.
We are anyway. Yeah, we're going to start small.
I found those auto flower seeds. That were really interesting.
Yes.
Came through my desk.
Well, we'll talk about autoflower and all that stuff, maybe. Yeah, we'll talk about that when we come back. Take a quick break. And then we're going to talk about, like, you know, growing weed and all that stuff and what your goals should be and shouldn't be. And, like, what your expectations should be. And shouldn't be from the little person like me who's like literally just gonna grow a couple, or if you want like a big nice garden, zen garden of weed, we'll try and get you covered. Okay, we're gonna take a quick break and play a song and we'll be right back.
It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show with TS and Sasha. Don't panic, it's organic.
Yeah, don't panic. It's true. It's organic. It's So true. That's TS.
And that's Sasha.
And we are the Cool Nerd Weed Show on Adobe Radio. Thank you, Adobe, for everything. We have a billboard. All of our shows have very red rockin' billboards. That's right. I said red and rockin'.
I woke up to that today.
Yeah. That's the best. That's the best when we get to wake up to see our little faces on sunset. If you're in LA, look up, man. You'll see a bunch of pretty cool Adobe billboards. And if you're in New York City as well, there's like a bunch of really cool billboards over on Bowery, which is super rad. They're really, really cool looking. Like, they're just fucking cool looking and makes us really happy.
The campaign
is fucking cool.
It is. Adobe did a great job.
Like stellar fucking job. Honestly, like I'm kind of like never ceases to amaze. It's a really cool. Like, it makes me feel cool. Makes me feel cooler than I am.
I feel cool, but also a fun fact is that I worked several blocks from the first dispensary I ever worked at was the Higher Path. It was on Sunset Boulevard, just a few blocks from where our billboard stands today.
Higher Path is awesome. Well, it's in another place.
It's in another place now with
and it's still awesome.
Yeah,
it's still top notch, and that's adorable that was your. I know every time we passed, was it the Higher Path that we passed? Every time we passed,
every
you're
time
like,
I used to work there.
Literally anywhere we went, you'd be like, I used to work there. That's so funny. I love that we're there. I love that we're like we're used to where it is. It's crazy. I mean, like the support that Adobe has given us is like beyond, and we really appreciate it. And we're going to make them proud and keep on, you know, just doing what we do. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Week.
What is it that you do here?
There was this programming director who started at K-Rock, and she was like, she was fierce. She was like badass. She came from Hot 97. And she said to this like overnight board op, she was like, "What's your function?" And I was like, "That's a bad bitch. That's what a bad bitch says." So, okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about growing weed. So we're going to try to be as comprehensive as we can in the next like 20-ish minutes. There's countless places to find. The internet is a wonderful place for tips and tricks. Reddit is a bounty. I also follow this dude on TikTok. He's probably banned by now, but he gave me like a bunch of rant. He was kind of posting indoor, those tents, those like pop up tents.
Yeah.
Like just tips and tricks on that. So there's places to go, but we're just going to give our, you know, little rundown and experiences. Well, TS is going to give experiences because I've grown obviously weed and I've experienced all those sorts of things. I've never worked in a grow, but I worked at a dispensary with people who grew weed. So I learned a shit ton just like hands on. I never went to the school of weed, but I went to the school of hard knocks, I guess, and learned from you guys who taught me. I once sat down with Rick once and he like literally taught me the science of weed, how it fucking works
from top to bottom.
Like this is why it's like sexualized or whatever. Like, this is the males and the females, and this is how this grows, this is how that grows. I have like a notebook full of notes. It was random. Like Tommy was like, sit with Rick and like learn. Then I was like, okay, and I did. I learned a shit ton. So I have all that, but I've never had a home. And I've done it in a corporate sense. And I've done it, but I've never done it in a home situation. Like, I've never grown weed in a cowboy situation on the East. I've never grown it out here in a cowboy situation. So TS is going to help me grow my first weeds.
Yes. Well, we could start with like, you know, your basic home setup.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm going to do it outside. I have a tiny little patio, I don't really have, I mean, I guess I could do it indoors because it's the tent. You could really set it up anywhere.
Unless you have like a tent in your garage. I don't know. When I started building the tent in your house, it's quite intrusive.
It's intrusive. It would take up my whole guest room probably. So I think outside would be for me.
We're going to go outdoors.
And I don't know. It's fun to go outside and water your plants and stuff like that.
It's going to be a little victory garden.
Outside first. I do want to talk about the indoor setup too.
We'll do. Yeah, we'll get there.
Okay.
This is interesting because I've seen a lot of people doing this, and for our Canadian listeners out there, I've seen a lot of people in Canada going with auto flowering from seed, from feminized seeds.
Okay.
Well, so you don't really, an auto flower means that these plants will grow to a certain size and they will flower automatically. You don't have to switch light cycles. They're good for growing. You can do them indoors. You can do them outdoors. You can do them in a greenhouse.
So you can put an auto flower, an artificial light.
Artificial light. You can put it under 24 hours of light. You can put it under 8 hours of light, 12 hours.
What it's.
It's just going to go through its natural cycle automatically without flipping lighting to 12-12.
How is that possible?
That is a good question. It's funny you should ask. there's basically three types of cannabis. There's the cannabis indica, cannabis sativa, and ruderalis, which they grew in like sort of Central Asia, which would be Northern Russia near Siberia. There was a plant of cannabis that would flower automatically. It would just run through its life cycle no matter what you did. So the first one was made by this company. I don't know. I started seeing it around the early 90s, and it was called Lowrider. And it was actually, they crossed it with a Mexican sativa and a Russian ruderalis. So they actually called it Mexican Rudy.
Aw. Yeah. One of my dog's names is Rudy.
Oh, little Mexican Rudy. It was developed from Russian stock in Finland in 1995. Mm-hmm. And there was with large buds, and it would just grow like short and bushy.
Okay.
So everybody started, like, I got a hold of some Lowrider, and I was like, oh my God, this stuff is shit. And the ruderalis doesn't really produce high amounts of THC, so that's where, you know, they kind of missed the mark so far. But it was the early days. And then I started noticing that they were breeding a lot of different strains with Lowrider. There was like Sour Diesel Lowrider and some other ones. So.
Okay.
Fast forward to 2022, mm-hmm. and there's a great variety of auto-flowered strains available, also feminized seeds, so they're guaranteed to be female. So these, from seed, they will grow in about 60 to 70 days from seed to finish. So you're going to be done in like 2 months.
Okay. Well, that, yeah, so it's just like set it and forget it kind of situation. So, okay.
I've seen people doing these indoors and outdoors and greenhouse, and there's some companies in Central California that I've heard are doing a lot of auto flower so they can get like 6 outdoor harvests a year or 5.5.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like a very like efficient way to start your situation.
So we've, some autoflower seeds came across my desk, and I thought this is a great opportunity.
Yes.
To try them out.
Well, yeah, they seem to be good for like the beginner grower, which would be me.
And we did some research. We picked out a strain.
Yeah.
that's possibly resistant to pests and other things that we might encounter in the hills here.
Yeah, you're gonna want to do that. You're gonna want to do your research to like where you're planning on growing it. So like, you know, if you're outdoors, I mean, any sort of plant life, you know, if you want it to live, you have to treat it like a life. So do your research on like where you're going to put it, what environment you're going to be in, especially if you're going to be growing it outdoors and all that stuff. Like there are certainly plants that like and weed and certain types of strains of weed that are difficult to grow, and boutique fancy weed that are like crossbred and all that stuff, like it's so good because it's hard to do, and it's only good when it's done well. So don't like overextend yourself, you know, like don't be like, I'm gonna grow fucking biscotti like wedding cheese, you know, like just, you know.
There was like an SFV auto that we looked at, and it said that it wasn't very resistant. It was a little trickier to grow.
And exactly.
We passed on that one.
We did. We said, no, thank you, because we want to
keep
our
it
limits.
Simple. Going to keep it simple.
Mm-hmm. So we're gonna go forward on that one, and we're going to do it with our tools. We're going to get all of what we need to do a little corner of the world, which is really all you need. And just make sure you water it all the time.
Yeah, we're going to get some nice organic soil, make a few amendments, some nitrogen, a little potassium, a little phosphorus
in there.
But mostly we're going to keep it simple to where you just water it, and we might have a feeding program every couple of weeks where we do some little amendments.
Yeah.
But generally just keep it moist, watered, and keep the bugs off, and we'll see what happens.
Yes. So I have this I don't know, did I send you this, the indoor grow thing? I don't know where this article is based out of, but it's just basically like a review of like what I was talking about, like the indoor kit, the grower kits. And it's like if you have like a big part of your house that like a garage, like you said, or like if you have like a guest room or like an office or some shit that like you can use, or even in like your kitchen, you know, like if you're a single person and you don't like sit and have like a table in your kitchen, you can put this shit in there. It's really, it does not take up a lot of room. It really doesn't. Like, I think like, it wasn't this the one that the Mowgli's like show, like Katie look at her ground. They showed like mad plans. Like
there's like 2x2s, like four, like a 4x4.
And this shit kind of gives you like the 10, it gives you, you know, all the fancy science stuff that like, would need
one package. It's all in one package because you do need to ventilate these tents. You're going to need some ventilation.
Yeah.
And it comes with the fans, and it comes with the light.
Everything.
It comes with everything you need.
Grow pots, fabric grow pots.
Oh, those are good.
It's so
timers.
What is this one called? A pot for pot. the bud grower starter indoor kit. This is on a publication that I don't know where this publication is from. I don't know why this came up. This came up as a suggested article when after the article you sent me for something. I mean, I'm fine with it. I wanted to know more about these actually.
It comes with the soil, everything.
It comes with the soil. Okay. It's, and it looks like it retails. I mean, it's, oh, so this, so she actually reviews a bunch. So this one that we're looking at, it does require some assembly, but like, I mean, I figured you would think that would be obvious. So then the next one is interesting. It's like, called the Grovo.
Okay.
So this is more like the,
that's high tech,
very boutique. This one's like $2,000. The other one we were just talking about is like $450.
That was, this is hydroponic.
This is like those herb garden. Has the hydroponic lights.
Yeah.
This is
the Aero. It's like the Aero garden, but specifically for cannabis.
Very, very expensive. Very expensive, but just so cool.
Also, it looks like a very cool piece of furniture, or I don't know, like a, it could be, you could put it right next to the air fryer.
Yeah. Yeah. You could put it right next to your air fryer, right next to your smart fridge.
It's got it comes with an LED light, while the grow tent came with a tiny 150 watt HPS, or high pressure sodium. But LED is really the future, and the future is now. This kind of looks like an IKEA wardrobe case.
It does. It's really cool.
It's very slick. It's got LED. You probably do well with one plant in there.
I mean, yeah. If that would be
10 liter hydroponic tank.
Wow.
And five different nutrient models. It's a little bit more advanced because you need to be able to, I don't know if it measures the nutrients for you.
Mm.
It says it runs quiet.
Well, I wonder if it needs like those pods like the other things do. You need the specific.
Oh, yeah, the specific pods.
Like with fertilizer.
Maybe it puts it in there and mixes it for you somehow.
That's what I mean. Like maybe it comes in like pre-done or something.
Oh, that would be cool. Cause those are like
you start
specific. With one, then two, then you go to week
three.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
All,
and then like by the time
out.
You open up your thing, you have like a full ass flowering weed plant. That's cool. Again, $2,000 is expensive. But you know, it's, it's
automated,
cool.
Automated.
It's cool. Okay, so yeah, so I'm excited. I'm excited. I think we can do it. I'm nervous, but I think we can do it. I mean, we're not going to do any of these fancy indoors. We're going to do outdoor, just like our ancestors, and the people who came before us. And you're well versed in growing weed, so I trust, obviously, you.
I enjoy doing simple little cannabis projects outdoors. It's always been,
and you're good at plants too. Like you talk, kind of help me.
I love
on my plant journey.
It's like the
I love it.
Out in the Zen garden, your Zen garden.
It's my favorite thing. I love everything to do with plants. I love trimming plants. I love growing them. When I fail, I try not to get sad. Like I'm gonna try not to get sad because growing weed is hard. Like don't let people tell you it's easy. It's not. It's hard to grow weed and it's hard to get a good yield. I mean, it's hard.
We're gonna document this.
We're gonna document the whole thing
from start to finish.
Yes, you're gonna see it on the YouTubes, on the Adobes, on the everything. I'm really stoked. I think growing your own medicine is really cool that we get to do that here. And for some reason, in some states where it's adult use, you are not able to do that. I wish that would change. It sucks because if you use weed as medicine, like if you want to grow tomatoes and have fresh tomatoes, like, let me just tell you, having fresh weed at your disposal is pretty fucking awesome. So it's like, it's a cool opportunity to be able to do it. Yeah.
We're going to try to do it at a minimal cost as well.
Mm. Yeah, that
outdoor,
helps.
You know,
it helps.
See what we can get, you know, it's going to be simple, simple, simple setup.
Well, I'm excited to go on this journey. Thank you for taking it with me. Yes. I am not going to take a break because I want to do the final huff and puff.
Okay.
So I'm just going to do the final huff and puff.
Yeah, let's
do it.
How do
you feel about that?
Let's do it.
Okay.
The final huff and puff with TS and Sasha.
Oh, I fucked up. Sorry. I got excited. Okay. So our final huff and puff from today. This is a silly story. This is a very silly story. It's not a silly story for the poor little girl.
No,
so
it's bizarre.
I didn't watch it or play it, but it's from like ABC News in Ohio. A kid got into, we'll go into the details, but a kid got into an edible, which was a very, very high dose, and like went to the hospital and like was super fucked up. And now there's reefer madness pretty much, right?
It's total reefer madness.
Okay, so you go into the details.
Okay, first of all, it was this a woman from Toledo who I believe was in Florida on vacation last month went to a place called Groovy Smoothie.
Yeah.
And
right.
Tarpon.
So Groovy.
Tarpon Springs.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they have several locations. This place, they have smoothies and acai bowls and all kinds of fun stuff.
Okay.
And apparently they have, they infuse them with cannabis. It's in Florida. So I had to go deeper into this. And they are in Florida and they infuse their
THC,
it's Delta 8.
Delta 8. So
CBG, CBN.
It's not traditional THC,
and
but Delta 8.
No, whatever's legal for
over
the counter or whatever use in Florida due to the Hemp Act, farming bill.
Yeah.
So they didn't know. They were confused about what they just thought it was a yogurt shop or a smoothie shop. And they said they could make smoothies without infusions. So they got their smoothies. No. And apparently inside the bag was a cake pop.
Okay.
100 milligram Delta 8.
Oh God. That's like very
cake
high.
Pop.
That's a lot of weed for a little girl for sure. Oh man.
And the kid ate it all and started, parents noticed that it was, they were acting a little funny.
Ugh.
And, you know, sort of drowsy and passed out. And then the kid woke up several hours later screaming.
Sorry, that's so funny. I didn't mean to laugh. It's just the way you said it.
My delivery. And the child woke up several hours.
And the child woke up, so they're screaming. T.S. doesn't have kids, nor does he want kids. So,
so you can just see me like, oh, like, this kid's screaming.
I can just
screaming.
See you like, this fucking kid.
Oh, my God. I wish I would have eaten that cake pop.
Listen, you know, it's probably a huge bummer, you know, especially when you're not used to that situation. It's scary. Even us who are very logical people, when we get too high, it's not a fun experience. And when you're a kid, you know, I'm sure she wasn't having the best time. And then when you're a mom, you know, it probably sets you on all sorts of directions. And this mom's kind of like, I don't think edibles should look like gummies or cake pops because kids want it. Now, if you truly, because, you know, my thing is always, well, let's make sure we know what's in our kids' food. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
but maybe really, truly, there was no labeling because it is the Wild West. It's the Wild West. But so I can't, you know what I mean? I would have to know if it was labeled. And then if it was labeled, I would say, please look at what your kids are eating and keep them far away. But if it was the mistake was on the groovy smoothies, if the groovies were not being so groovy and they didn't label correctly, which is totally possible because there's no regulation for those sorts of products, really. Right.
No, there's not really too much regulation. These smoothies look bomb as fuck.
They do. It looks like a good place. Like, my mouth is watering. Like, but not for the 12-year-old kid.
Yeah, the owner of a Groovy Smoothie sent a card to these people that said, we sincerely apologize and hope you get well soon.
I feel like that was like a... kind of a like some sort of shade. I don't know why. I feel like she was just like, whatever, dude. Like, you're fine.
They sent a card and it said, I quote, my bad.
Yeah. Won't happen again. Owe you one. And I feel like, you know, as a mom, you're probably a little jostled, but we're here to tell you. Your kid's fine. Your kid's fine. It just probably doesn't feel good. Probably going to be dizzy. I mean, we know more often than not that cannabis is not, or THC is not going to really do long-term effect damage on your child of 12 once.
Yeah, yeah. They made it through.
They always will. It just sucks. And she might not want to smoke weed, so maybe you have a plus there because maybe it's going to make her feel like, you know, that one time that she went to Florida and woke up screaming.
Never going back to Florida.
Well, you know, you have reason because you were stuck in Florida. Okay, so what a good show. Yay. I'm going to grow weed. What a great time we had. Follow us all on Twitter, Cool Nerd Weed, on the Instagrams, Cool Nerd Weed Show. Thank you so much, Adobe. I'm choking. And I have to get you. Thank you so much, Adobe. Look at our billboards and...
Don't panic.
It's organic.
It's organic.
Oh, God.